Nerdy Legion. I'm Dustin, and this is your Comic Talk headlines for January 15th. First, let's start with movies this time. Denis Villeneuve's Dune adaptation is making some positive headway with some recent casting and production staff announcements. First, casting. We have Timothée Chalamet from Lady Bird and Call Me By Your Name is set to play Paul Mod Dib Atreides. Rebecca Ferguson from the last two Mission Impossible movies will be his mother, Lady Jessica. Stellan Skarsgård from Good Will Hunting, to name one of many, will be Baron Harkonnen. And Dave Bautista, you know, that wrestler that plays Drax the Destroyer, he's going to be Glasu Raban, who is Baron Harkonnen's nephew. Also attached to the project are screenwriters Eric Roth and John Space, who are each known for Forrest Gump and Doctor Strange, respectively. Next up, we have Green Lantern news. That's right, the Emerald Crusader is getting another crack at the big time. This go-around, though, the script is reportedly being written by Geoff Johns himself. If he's planning on using any of the Green Lantern Corps script that was kicking about last year, still remains to be seen, though early reports suggest that he's going to be borrowing heavily from Grant Morrison's current run in the comic. Back into Disney-Fox merger news, it seems that Gambit, Doctor Doom, and potentially even X-Force are going to be shelved for the time being, until the dust settles at least. The vocabulary here is important, because no one is saying canceled, just shelved, meaning they could, and in the case of X-Force, likely will, see the light of day just at an indeterminate point in the future. Apparently, the Masters of the Universe reboot movie that Mattel's new movies arm recently greenlit has potentially found screenwriters. Art Markham and Matt Holloway, who have done Iron Man, Transformers, The Last Knight, and the new Men in Black International, are in final stages of contract negotiations to pen the script, according to Deadline. Switching gears into gaming news, there are reports that cell phone giant Verizon is currently in the alpha stages of testing their own streaming platform to get gaming onto smartphones on their network. The service already reportedly has over 135 titles in the works, with some A-list games such as Red Dead Redemption 2, God of War, and Anthem, just to list a few. Then, rounding out the headlines for today is IMDb. Yes, the Internet Movie Database has launched their own streaming service. Why would they do this, you may ask? Isn't IMDb owned by Amazon? You are absolutely correct, but Amazon Prime costs money, and the IMDb app, titled Free Dive, is free. They will generate revenue through ads that will play randomly during your movie or TV show. And that does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth discussion on all that matters in comics and comic culture, subscribe to Comic Talk today on your favorite podcast platform of choice. Or, for something more generally nerdy, check out my channel on YouTube, Generally Nerdy. Thanks for listening, nerds, and we will see you next time.